everybody. Welcome to the roundup. A lovely sunny morning. And look, Dak is back.
Dak's back, mate. The main stain's back. You don't see me with any notes, mate. So up there with me, PG. You know what I mean? At least you got a bit of banter back. But well done to Des, mate. I thought he was good last week. The good roundup. Well done.
No,
two serious guys, but I'm in the house now.
Look, mate, it's nice to mix it up every now and again. And then when I'm away on holiday, you'll be able to invite on who you want to invite on.
I'm inviting Riff Raff, mate. Pure Riff Raff for the rest of the morning, mate.
Nonsense off a street lip. some nonsense like that. Right. So, I'm going to have to apologise before we start. This will be a wee touch shorter than normal, as Dak has family plans today, and I've got to go to work because I feel like that's all I ever do. Right, so we'll start off the episode with a thank you to our sponsor, McTassos Gyros. As always, the best grub in Glasgow.
Yes.
We'll check
it out. I'm just back for Greece, mate, and I didn't think I have a Gyros as good as his, mate.
There's no way you can. It's not possible. It don't exist. I mean, I love your dedication to the cause that you went as far as Greece to see if you could get a better Gyros and couldn't find one.
Can I do it, mate?
I saw pictures of you taking bites of Gyroses and just spitting them out.
I felt as if I was like cheating, mate.
Right, so Premier League, Darvel 3, Cowanham 1, Cambuslang 0, Talbot 1, Hurlford 3, Cumnock 1, Meda 0, Atherley 1, Largs 1, Rob Roy 5, Petershill 0, Beeve 3, Pollock 3, Glenafton 2, Troon 3, Clydebank 1. So we're only going to be touching on a certain few games today, but we're going to start on Pollock and Glenafton. As your man Dak was there yesterday, lightning start, mate. Talk me through it.
No, mate, see, for the first 25-30 minutes, mate, we were electric, mate. The boys were right on it. The shape was good. They came out the traps and we went 3-0 up after the first 25 minutes or so. And then fair play to Glenafton, but they grafted away and they get themselves back in the game and they put us under a bit of pressure as well. And showed a bit of quality, so and then the second half we just managed to see it. We see it through. I wouldn't say that they created it in pure clear cut, but they were always still in the game. They done well to get themselves back in, but it was a tough game, and it ended up it was a good 3 points for us, mate. And we're delighted that we've got the 3 points, but at spells I thought we were very good, mate. Some of the play was good. You know what I mean, some of the performances were very good as well, but. 3 points on the board. It was exciting watch, probably for the people spectating, but end stuff. And as I said, Glenafton done really well to get ourselves back in the game. A bit of character they showed then, and it was good 3 points, mate.
Very good 3 points. How were Glenafton?
First of it, I don't think they came out the traps, and I think Ryan and Marco with it. I think found ourselves 3-0 down quite quickly, and you know what it's like. Your game plan goes out the window, but fair play to the boys. They rolled their sleeves up and they didn't stop, and they managed to get two goals, put us under a bit of pressure, and probably half time came at a good time for us to get the boys back in and get in about them and try and just rejig things. Gaffer rejig things, and I think it worked. We managed to just compose ourselves and came out the second half, and maybe should have scored a wee goal of that just to try and kill it off. We had a couple of chances, bad finishing and maybe good goalkeeping and stuff like that. It's kept it 3-2, and then we managed to hold on towards the end and win the game, mate. So it was good. But Glenafton done well, mate. Showed a lot of character, mate, a lot of belief and brought themselves back in the game, mate. So, and I think we had a couple of players missing as well. So, no, they're decent, mate. Hard side to break down as well.
Aye, that's you as joint tap of the league. It's a good solid result after the draw last week. Obviously, you know, Largs can be a difficult place to go. And obviously,
you were at home last week, mate. But I never
said you weren't at home. I just said Largs can be a difficult place.
All right, okay.
Sorry, that's just a difficult place. No, for Rob Roy, but aye, that was a good one for you. And just going to throw it out now. See Paul Payton, see you. You just watch your mouth in future, son.
Paul Payton called me a baldy bastard, mate, and I loved it, mate. And see, that's Christy, mate. He couldn't stop laughing, mate. So I'm not happy with him, mate. But good banter, mate.
Oh, a bit of fun.
We'll get back. Because I thought he was a big blouse, mate. He said he got kicked in the heat, and he's a govern boy, mate. And then he did a wee pop at the old Barnet, mate. But it was all good, mate. It was all good fun.
Right, we'll move on.
If I get a pound for every time I get called a baldy bastard this season, mate, I'll be a millionaire.
Right, we'll move on to the team who are sitting ahead of Pollock in goal difference, and that is Hurlford. 3-1 win against Cumnock. Very good result. Cumnock have been flying. Hurlford have had a nice, steady start. That was a big win for them yesterday. Gets them into joint top.
Mate, honestly, the job that they do there, Darren, and that's brilliant. Do you know what I mean? Boys have started really well. It's a great result because a lot of people were talking about Cumnock the first two games, especially going to Darvo, winning the first game, and there were a few things being said about the quality of voting. They have got quality so far. Hurlford to win that game 3-1 is really impressive. Went back to one each. I think they played them back quite quickly, Cumnock, and then Hurlford have won the game 3-1, and it's a great start for Hurlford, and Hendo's a top manager. But listen, Gints and that will be two downbeat, but that's still been a good start with him. Two wins out of three games, still very tight, still very early days, so they'll maybe dissect it too much, but it's a great start and a great win for Hurlford.
Aye, definitely. Moving on to the table toppers. Last year's relegation boys, the favourites at times to go down. 5-1 Rob Roy beat Largs. Excellent result. I was a bit surprised that it was so convincing. I had them to draw, but I did think that if somebody was going to win, it probably would have been Rob Roy, but I didn't think they'd have won by that margin. A huge result. What a job Maxie's doing there. I mean, the fact that they're sitting with 7 points out of nine for the first three games, excellent for them.
As you said, mate, last week, I think that they never started well last year, so it'll be interesting to see now that they're getting points on the board early where they can really go with it. Brilliant result. We've seen last week how tough it can be against Largs and how resolute and how well they can defend the ball and their goal. 2 seconds, she shouted me. What is that?
A spider. I tell you, I'll pause this. You going away? You go and get a spider.
Yeah, I don't like spiders either. Fucking mad, mad house. Sorry, mate.
That's quite all right. It's quite all right. Oh. Hey, so
half an hour, mate. My arse. That's the first time I've seen my wife naked. There, I had to run into the shower and get a spider.
I'm having a mare here. You need to stop putting spiders in the shower, mate.
Abusing the opportunities.
Right, Darvo Friday night game against Kilwinning down at Recreation Park. 3-1 to Darvo. Had three goals disallowed as well. Apparently they were fantastic. It's another marker because Kilwinning are a good side, but that's it looks to me like Darvo are starting to get the wheels turning pretty early on after that defeat. Another good one.
What they've done well, mate, is they've bounced back, and see the thing is that is a very tough start for Darvo, mate, the boys and that. Big Alan McKenzie doing the business, mate, Friday night, scoring a hat-trick. Good big player, Alan. It's good to see him getting the goals as well. He's a nice big guy as well, but great result for them. Friday night football, I'm a big fan of it. Unfortunately, I was still away, so I couldn't get down to it, but looked like a good turnout, looked like a great night for it. It was a great night for Darvo. Heard a lot of positive things about Kilwinning's performance on the night. I heard those spells where they were very good as well. And Gorms will be disappointed not to take in for the game. But it's a great result for Darvo. It's been a tough. We've beaten Talbot and then beating Kilwinning. That's two good sides we've beaten the last 2 weeks. So aye, the champions are back on the train and hitting a bit of form, so well done to them on Friday and well done to Big Alan McKenzie doing the business.
You touched on it there with them beating Talbot last week. Obviously, Kilwinning Friday's another hard one. Cumnock was a hard game opening day.
Yeah.
They've no had, without being disrespectful, they've no had Cambus Lang, Peters Hill. They've no had teams that you would expect them to go and beat. They've had a really tough start. Come on,
to be honest with you, PG, mate, we were saying this yesterday, mate, the gaffer and the coaching staff, not one easy game really this year, mate. No. Not one, mate. See, when you look at the results and all that, and the teams all teams are very well organised and all that. Look at Talbot and Cambus Lang, they've won the game 1-0. It's been a tough game for them to go to Cambus Lang and get in for the game. And it's the same with a lot of teams, you know what I mean? There's no easy games this season.
Well, that's the thing. You look at it in the league table, it's only 1 point separating the top eight.
Well, you look at Meda beat Clydebank last week and then awfully go there with nine men and get a tremendous result.
Aye.
Then there yesterday to win the game 1-0 and Palmer to get off the mark's really good for him. Aye. And then Troon, mate, Troon, what a result for him. What a result for Troon, mate. And I tell you what, Dino's assembled, Dino and the troops down there have assembled a good side, mate. They're not going to be an easy game, home or away this season. No. They're going to be very, very good side, mate. Very fit, very well organised, try and play good football, get some really good players down there. So Troon and another one, mate.
Well, that's Troon and Rob Roy are top goal scorers in the league, you know what I mean? So they're scoring goals. I've got Beath beating Petershill 3-0, being really tough start for Petershill, but it's a good win for Straney.
Two wins, one defeat.
He's started off well.
Yeah.
I think that, I think, like you said, on Palmer, it's a great result. Part of the problem is, and we'd spoke about this just before coming on air, about the top goal scorers in the league, like McKenzie and Big Calum Graham, both of them 4 goals. The Meda have only scored 4 goals this season, and Calum's got them all. So that's something that they'll maybe need to try and see if they can chip in with. Like Clydebank, I think they've been a poor start, but they've got like, how many goals they scored? They've got 6 goals with 6 different goal scorers, I think it is. So they've kind of got goals coming from elsewhere. But I never seen Moss interview, but I got the impression.
You know, I've seen
him. He's completely happy with it.
No, obviously he's not happy with him and Spenny's interview. Well, his was a Reddit and it was in like a wee article and the two of them aren't happy. And listen, you're well within their rights, you know what I mean? These guys expect high standards. And to be honest with you, the teams have gave that. That's why they expect the high standards, because of the previous performances. So they're not asking the boys to do anything that they shouldn't be capable of. So Moff and guys and that and Kirky and stuff are going to be very disappointed with how things went in the last couple of games. But at the same time, they've got enough about them to bounce back. And I think it's only a matter of time before they start picking points up again. And the Meda as well. I seen Spenny's not happy because it was against 9 men. But maybe it was just one of the days, unfortunately, because they've had a right belter doing it home park the previous week.
Right, moving on to Division 1.
Yeah.
Benburb 2, Johnson Borough 2, Bonnington 0, Blantyre 2, Cumbernauld 4, Shotts 1, Coburnley 0, The Rock 1, Neilson 4, Rossville 0, Glencairn 2, St Carrick's 2, Thornywood 3, Drumchapel 1, Whitlets 3, Gartcairn 4. We'll start with the league leaders, and I think they're going to take some stopping this year. Neilson beating Rossville 4-0. I know Rossville are only going to have a bit of looks at it. They're not going to have a great season. We predicted that alone, but there's obviously the circumstances to why Neilson are flying now. They've only conceded 1 goal in their first 3 games. It's something they did last year, great defensively, and now they're really chipping in with goals.
Yeah. How good is that league, mate, honestly? Yeah.
Unbelievable.
That league, mate, and try to pick winners, and it's very, very difficult. But Neilson, great start. I think the big thing for you, for when we spoke to Chris, and I think you touched on it, defensively they're very good, mate. They don't concede a lot of goals, and when you're keeping clean sheets, it gives you half a battle, because if you've got somebody or you've got a few players that can chip in with goals, then you've always got half a chance. And I think that Chris and Carlson are doing very well there, and I think that's a great start for them, mate. Good start, and they're sitting in a good position, and they'll be delighted with that.
they're no kind of financially as strong as some of the clubs that are about them, but what a job the two of them are doing. I think
they're not maybe financially can offer a player, but what they have is they've got a good club, mate. They've got a good park, they've got a good playing surface, they've got a good management team, they're a big name, do you know what I mean? So these things attract players as well, do you know what I mean?
We'll move on to a massive win for Davy Griggs, St Rocks, an excellent win for them.
Yeah.
I wrote them off start of the season. They've had a really, really good start to the season.
You're very, very, very silly to write off Davy Griggs.
I'm not going to lie, mate. Do not start that piss with me, right? I will throw you right under the bus. You keep back.
Fuck off. I said, give him a couple of weeks to get some players in, mate.
Know what you said on this, mate. Don't start.
Don't start, mate.
Right, but a massive win. Well done to The Rock, and particularly going down to Coburnley. And there was a wee bit of maybe tasting.
See, video's not.
No, I've no, but that's what I was just about to say. There was a wee bit of tastiness, obviously, for last season.
Yeah. That's how Coburnley have bought the new fans in.
Aye.
But I seen the candy bus that to get a police escort out. Honestly, mate, it was when they were all singing on the bus and all that, you could see like Oracle Burnley fans, the young team were outside and all that. So at least there was no dramas, which is always good to see because we don't condone that. But by the way, that'll be tasty one the next game.
Oh, mate, it's going to be. That's one of the ones where if I'm not working that weekend, I'll maybe have to try and get to because that's going to be.
Aye, mate.
But
yeah. I'll ask Murdy for the day after, mate. You know, that'll be that good. You know what I mean? But listen, won that, what a result. You get down there and keep a clean sheet, win the game for the Rock. That's two good weeks in a row for the Candy. It meant a wee bit of an loss to the Candy because it was a birthday of the lost one, a big fan of the club, Stuart Gordon and all. I know his brother and that's a sponsor of the club too. So that meant a wee bit of sentiment to them as well, do you know what I mean? For him as well. So I know that it wasn't just about the 3 points on the park, it was about doing that for Stuart as well. So it was a good result for him, mate. Brilliant result.
It was, and it was really well done to them. Cumbernauld, really impressive one against the Shots. 4-1, Cumbernauld look like they're flying as well. They've defensively not as sound as Nielsen, but they score a lot of goals. That's 10 goals they've got in the first three games.
They've recruited well in the summer, PG. They've signed a couple of good players, and they've signed a couple of good players for amateur, for Eastfield's amateurs. You know yourself, mate, they're a good side. The boy Mark Hansen and the goalie and stuff, and they've signed some good players for other clubs. So listen, they'll be up there. They're thereabouts. They've had a really good start, and it's good for Tony that because they're a good young management. He's a good young manager, and it was a tough season for him last year. So it's good to see him get a good start this year.
Aye, definitely, that's a great job. Glencairn and St Caddox drawing 2-8. St Caddox losing a late goal. That's a wee tough one for them, but I know that they've been really short on the ground with injuries and stuff like that. And I think there's a couple of boys away this weekend, so it's been tough. But you look at Glencairn sitting third bottom in the league, but they've only lost one game. It's just the two draws. But they've drawn with St Caddox, they've drawn with Gart Cairn, who are right up there as well. Yeah. So it's maybe a bit of a false position there when you look at the league table.
Mate, see Gart Cairn, Willie and I will be disappointed with their points tally, and they've only got 2 points, but see for any team to go there or any team to play against them and take anything for them, it's going to be a very difficult job. So they'll kick on, they'll start picking up wins, I believe that, because I know a few of their players down there are not. They've got Wee McManus and that we had at Ashfield, they've got some quality players there and goals. So I think it's only a matter of time before they start putting a wee run together.
Aye, definitely. On Gart Cairn, 4-3 against Whitlet, seemed like an exciting game. That took Whitlet's 100% record away. That was a good win for them because Whitlet's maybe having a really good start to the season.
Yep, that's another one. It's another one where you ask anybody to pick a winner out of that before the start of the game and they're going to find it very difficult. They've come out of the ding-dong battle and they've won it. And tell you what, Mix had a good start down there. First managerial job, you know what I mean? I know he's got the experience of working alongside Gorms as an assistant and that, so for him to go in there and start the season the way they have, he's done very well in his contacts in the game. Allows him to go and get good players and that as well, and his relationship with players. So Gart Cairn have started well and they'll be happy with that as well. They're there and thereabouts.
Aye, definitely. A big one with Benz and the Borough, 2 each. Both of them sitting on 4 points, 9th and 10th in the league. But that's, I think that was, it's quite a tough game for both teams. And I think they'll probably, I know Lovers will probably be disappointed not to get a win at home, but it's not a worse result for either team.
Aye. It just shows you how tight the league will be, do you know what I mean? That's two clubs that we fully expect to be up the top ends of the table and top. 5 or 6, you know what I mean? So it just shows you that there's no much between a lot of teams, you know what I mean? So you're going to see that a lot this season, I think, in that league. Very difficult to pick one.
You're right on how good a league it is. And obviously, Blantyre beating Bonnington 2-0, which is a good win for Gibby. Bonnington really struggling again this season.
Bonnington haven't started well. It's not been great at all. You know what Ross is very demanding. He wants to win games of football, so he will be happy with that. But good for Gibby in that 2-0 clean sheet. Big Jai B-Rex Ashfield player getting man of the match. Mate.
Well, there you go. Moving on to Division 2, Ardeer 3, Wishaw 2, Ashfield 5, Mabel 5, 4-2, Kilsyth 4, Perthshire 2, Greenock 2, Glasgow United 3, Muirkirk 2, Maryhill 3, Glasgow Uni 2, Yoker 4, the Ants 1. Oh, sorry, Renfrew 4, the Ants 1, Yoker 0, Craig Mark 1. We'll start with Yoker and Craig Mark. They were the top two teams to start the day. That's Yoker's 100% record gone. Craig Mark, that's a really good one for them, going down to home park and getting the 3 points there. They've had a great start. Only them and Renfrew sitting with full points so far.
Aye. They've had a couple of tough away games going, because it was it at Yoker, wasn't it?
Aye.
Going to Yoker's hard, not mean, and then they've put down to Ashfield, Craig Mark, and they've shown the character and won that game, so it's a great start for them. So take them there, keep a clean sheet, win the game, go up the road, still sitting top of the league. It's a great day for Craig Martin. Cadis and I have started the season really well, and I think we've fully expected them to be up there, mate, and they've had a very, very good start.
Nah, definitely.
You'll could be disappointed because they've started really well under Gordon and that as well. But by all accounts it was a tight game and they'll just look to try and bounce back next one.
Plus goal that Yoker have conceded as well this season. That was like 15-20 minutes to go, so they were disappointed with that. Renfrew, very comfortable win at home to the Ants. I was speaking to wee Jamie Benton on Friday night, wee Jamba for Renfrew, and I was asking him how they're going on. I said, obviously, like, you've won both games by a goal, but you've been penalties. You've scored 3 out of the 4 goals have been penalties. And he says, we've been very comfortable and we're actually looking really good this year. And I think that result goes to show. I know the Ants won't be overly happy with how their start's been, but the Ants are a hard team to beat. They're quite stuffy, quite a difficult side to beat. So that's a good result for Renfrew for me.
No, it's a great result for Renfrew, because it's kind of that local derby kind of feel about it as well. And to score 4 goals against an Ants team that are very hard working and a good side is impressive with Renfrew. I think I think you've got to remember that the Ants have basically jumped up leagues, you know what I mean?
I know.
So what they've got at their disposal against other teams, it makes it very difficult. But they'll definitely be picking up results this season, fully expected to do that. But great start for Jimmy and Renfrew, and they'll be up there. They've got some good players down there. And they've won the first two games with odd goal, but what yesterday shows is they've been put out an impressive display and scored 4 goals. And it's been a good 3 points for them.
10-goal thriller for Ashfield and Mabel. The last I'd seen, because I'd went to work, it was 5-3 to Ashfield, and I thought
5-2.
I was like, that's a tremendous result. Scoring so many. They seem to have just carried on. Max just carried on with yourself and Max had done, where he's lost lots of goals but scored hundreds of goals.
Honestly, it sounds quite similar. It's like a brilliant watch, mate. Brilliant if you're a neutral, mate, honestly. But see, if you're a fan of the club or you're part of the management team, mate, you're pulling your hair out, mate. Do you know what I mean? They're scoring goals for fun. Do you know what I mean? One up 5-2, you're fully expecting to see it through. I think they've been doing 10 men. Coco's been sent off, Captain Coco.
What's embarrassing. Letting the boys do Coco.
I know, but I think that... But even when you're down to 10 men, you're looking to maybe buy experience and see the game through, and Mick and Jamie and that are going to be really disappointed to throw the 2 points away after that. But by the way, it shows great character by Mabel to come back and score the goals and take a point for it. They'll be delighted to take a point. That'll feel like a win, especially with the position they were in. Right. Mate, they were always belters with Mabel. See, if you look at all the results we had against Mabel, there were 6-5s. I think there was one that was 7-3 down there, and then that one 5-5, mate. The games against Mabel and Ashfield, mate, are always belters. But what a game I'd have been. 10 goals for the people watching, man. You pay 6 quid, 5 or 6 quid, mate, and you get 10 goals. You can't argue with that.
It sounds excellent. Just to put us through, a couple of good results. Well done to Sean and Ardeer, 3-2 against Wishaw, really good result. Rab and... Glasgow United beating Muirkirk 3-2, and a big well done to Mark Young, 3-2 against Glasgow Uni after being 2-0 done. I had Glasgow Uni and PG picks Coopin yesterday, 2-0. I don't like Maryhill losing because it's one of my old teams, and I'm originally from Maryhill, and I was like, and I like Mark, but I was like, yes, it's 2-0, that looks safe, I think I'll be alright, I'll not take much of a slag in here. And then I get into the motor, drove to work, go to work, and I was like, it's 3-2. How's that?
See what I've noticed, mate, right? And I want to repeat this. I do not pick any BG picks, right, because I'm not allowed, because I'm with a club. But I think honestly, managers must walk in to the dressing room and they must go, that Tadger PG's pick used to get beat the day and use a team top, because see the amount of people come at you, mate, on Twitter not after it.
That's like the first one I did, all three were up, basically, but East Kilbride missed a penalty in the last minute to Nakira. Yesterday, all three were up, 2-0 to Glasgow Uni. I'm like, it's just cruising, man, cruising. 3-2, they end up losing. St. Caddox lose the last minute goal. And I was like, people are coming after us. I'm like, I'm 10 minutes away from getting them up all the
unreal.
Time.
But on that, mate, I'm delighted for Mark. I sent him a message yesterday because we've spoke about on the show about how it's going to be a tough season for Maryhill. So I'm absolutely delighted for him and all the players in the committee down there for them to get off the mark quickly. Do you know what I mean? Because only 3 games in, so it's good for them to get a result. And I hope that they can kick on for there. But well done to them and the way they've done it, and the character they've shown that. Mark's got a bit about him, mate, and the boys are buying into what he's trying to do, and they've got that never say die attitude, so well done to him.
Well, that's the thing, we have said, and we're no reading too much in it because it is only one result, but I think they'll have a hard season. But see, if you give him time, he will get it right. He just needs time.
He's
and I
good,
think,
mate. He's good, mate. Speaks very well, mate. He's a nice guy, but he speaks well, but he knows football, mate. Do you know what I mean? No. So.
It's good that one of the young brothers knows football too, right?
One could play. One was a player, but wasn't he?
Aye, he was no bad. Right, Division 3. Dorai 2, Port Glasgow 1, East Kilbride 2, Ardrossan 2, Girvan 1, Lugar 0, Kelo 5, Newmains 0, Larkhall 5, Saltcoats 1, Lesmahagle 3, Bells Hill 1, Royal Albert 0, Irvine Vicks 2, Vale Leven 1, Lanark 3. I'll start on the game I picked as the game of the day in Division 3, East Kilbride and Ardrossan. East Kilbride 2 up, Ardrossan pull it back to 2 each.
Aye.
That's the problem for me with the two of them. Don't get me wrong, I think that's probably a fair reflection on how the seasons have started. But the issue you have with the two of them is they're just not winning enough games for the quality that they've got. Like, I know you're going to drop points and stuff. Ardrossan have won 2, drawn 1 and lost 1, so it's no bad. East Kilbride have won 1 and drawn 3, and that's too many points to be dropping at this stage of the season for me. Well, because we tipped them both to be up there challenging, and I think that's too many points to be dropping so early on, particularly when you're looking at Kello and Lanark, who both undefeated and are going really good guns in now that have won all 4 games.
It still shows you that even when players are getting out and clubs are getting out and signing quality players, that there's no easy games, because teams are well organised and all the teams have got some good players. But that's one of the ones where it was difficult to pick a winner out of it, and then they took a share of the point, so they built for that, didn't they? It's two good sides with a lot of good players on show that day, do you know what I mean? So they've been a good game to watch. But I own that, mate. I think Kello deserve a big shout this week, mate. They're 4 wins out of 4. Their new management team, they've started on fire, they're scoring goals, they're looking really good, and you can't grumble with a start like that. And because that's a bit of a trek, so they're assembling a good side. And see the boy Mark Calmer up front, mate, he's a handful, mate. We played against him, he was good, mate. I liked him as a player. I thought he was a very good player, good goal scorer, he's a good servant to that club there. They've started really well, mate. And Lanark too. Right. Lanark had a tough, tough season last year, and we did always save Simon, just gets a wee bit of time there to get his own players in and stuff, and he's had that pre-season under his belt. They've started well, so fully expecting Lanark to be up there challenging. But no, the two of them, man, 100% record. You can't grumble with that.
Thing is, they're both doing well, both scoring goals, both being pretty sound at the back as well, which is massive. Irvine Vicks, 2-0 win against Royal Albert to take them on to 9 points, and also Dorai, a good win against Port Glasgow, 2-1.
Great result for Dal Rai. Dal Rai and off, 1-3-3 out of 4. That's one of your picks, PG, will give you that. Irvine Vicks and Oz and our team that you've you've spoken about wanting to do well, and a boy Franny boy's doing the business again.
Flying in, he's absolutely doing flying
really
in.
Well, mate. I think he's at sponsors on, mate, so it was nice. He got a man in the match, and then he was like, a big thanks to my sponsor. No, I think he's going for a wee cuddle when he got up the road. Not, I mean, he's a horny man. But
Owen Irvine Vicks, I'm going to begin doing the Merry Mass on Friday night.
I'm hoping to get down, PG.
Hopefully you do. I know, obviously, you're back shift this week, so it's not the easiest of weeks for you, so hopefully you can get something sorted. But you're looking at Girvan, a team you tipped, that's two wins on the bounce for them, starting to get a wee bit of momentum now.
Yeah.
Against Luger, because Luger, I think Luger will be a hard team. I know they've not had an amazing start, but I think they'll be a hard team to beat this year.
100%, we did say that about Luger with our new management team, but aye, well played to Robert and that doing it Govan, because they had a tough couple of opening results with the one with Finart, and then Irvine Vicks, I think, beat them 3-0, didn't they? So
aye.
Well done to them. They've put a couple of wins together. That's good for the confidence. We played them a couple of weeks in the Scottish Cup, so it'll be good to see the boys doing it at Newlands Field in a couple of weeks' time. But aye, they've done well to bounce back and put a couple of wins together. So aye, they've got themselves put up the table.
Aye, definitely. One that you actually said in the preview show that you thought they would do quite well this year, and I had wrongly judged them to do well last year, Les Mahago, 3-1-1 against Belsall. That's them get 9 points out of 12. Had a good, strong start to the season. Apart from the, which Des touched on last week, the mental result against Irvine Vicks, which I think Des was right in saying that was just one of the freak results. They've had a really good start to the season.
They're a good club, mate. Gow, I used to like going to play the Gow. I know it was a bit of a hill, but I always felt it was a good club. And so they've got a good history in that as well. I've been a bigger club, so they'll be looking to push on in that as well. So no, it's a very sound start with him.
Aye, definitely. Right, moving on to Division 4, Campbelltown 0, West Park 3, Glenville 2, Easterhouse 1, Hamnero 0, BSC 2, Kilsyth 6, Eglinton 0, Rossville Academy 0, St Peter's 2, Thorn 0, Threave 4. We will start with Threave, who are absolutely flying the new. It's again, I was talking to somebody yesterday. I don't know if it's true, right? Because obviously everything you hear is potentially hearsay, but they got 4 or 5 players for Dalbeattie at the start of the season, which I'd said last season. $65,000 apparently was spent. I don't know if it's true, right? But it's what I'd heard. Threave on the shy with money. I think they're going to be a club who are looking to progress through the leagues very quickly, and that they're laying markers down all other places, because I think Don are a good side. Beating them 4-0. They've scored 13 in their 3 games and conceded 1. It's
going to be a good them. They're a good side by the sounds of it. You know what I mean? Unfortunately, not the chance to see them or anything like that, but the results are showing that they're going to be probably one of the teams to beat, probably between them and West Park is your two teams to beat this season. You know, the good ding-dong battles with them. But no, if they've got a bit of financial backing, then that's fair play to them. Because to be honest with you, this is a difficult level, and I think that if they win the league and they want to go up, then they'll find you need that wee bit of quality in your team once you start going up the leagues, because the standard is good. Do you know what I mean? And the good thing is for them, probably, I think, works in their favour. Nobody really knows much about them.
I know,
because obviously people can look at results, but because they've been in the South of Scotland League and stuff, then people aren't really aware of their players, who their danger men are. You can only just look to see who's scoring their goals and stuff to try and paint a picture for that. So that's probably what they've got in their favour. But then what will happen now is, because of their results at the start, teams will now start going, right, this is one of the best teams in the league. So teams start having to raise their game a wee bit to play against them. But it's been a brilliant start for them, and they'll be delighted with that. And it's a good introduction to the rest of Scotland for them.
Aye, definitely. I'm looking forward to actually seeing them, because I think they'll be a good side. West Park beating Campbelltown 3-0 away. Yeah. I don't know if it got a bit tasty. I seen the tweet from West Park. The players they've said themselves he's taking the bait, reacted the way he shouldn't have got himself sent off. But apparently he was taking a bit of treatment. But look, that's what's going to happen, you know what I mean? Particularly at the lower levels, you're going to get that, but it's a good one for him.
No, I think Unfortunately, aye. But if you've got good players and you're winning games, the frustration does kick in and you get that. Do you know what I mean? That's probably what West Park are. They're going to come across these. But West Park have played in the amateur game, and also this shouldn't be a shock that players are going to kind of get targeted. I don't know what was happening and what actually happened, but to come out and bring it up, do you know what I mean? You've been down there, you've won the game 3-0. You're the one that's on that bus driving up the road laughing. Well, not laughing, but delighted you've got the 3 points and smiling because you've won the game and you've had a hard trip away from home and you've managed to score 3 goals and keep a clean sheet. So I don't know what's happened, mate, but it did sound as if it got tasty. But again, good start for West Park, do you know what I mean? They've came up and they're one that I've backed to go and win the league, and I hope they do well because, as I said, I've got connections to the club from my younger days, mate, so good result for them.
Aye, definitely. Very good result for Kosice, 6-0. They're sitting with full points, 14 goals scored, 3 against. Having beaten St Peter's last week, which I thought was a good result because I think St Peter's are going to even do better than I thought they would this season. I think that for such a young team, but we'll talk about St Peter's in a second. Kosice, 6-0, Eglinton. We said from the get-go that from what we'd heard, it was going to be really difficult for Eglinton, and that's how it's appearing. Kosice looked like they've kind of started off where they finished off last year. Really strong team again.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll play Eglinton next week in the cup. Firstly, mate, Kosice, mate, they score some amount of goals, you know what I mean? So Bailey's obviously got them playing a good brand of football where they go out and express themselves, and I think they've got a lot of legs and pace in their team and stuff like that, and they've been out and they've won the game 6-0, which is very impressive. Listen, we're the same with everything. We'll treat them with some amount of respect. We had somebody watching them yesterday as well, so we'll get a bit of feedback on them, do you know what I mean? But probably sounds like it was a bad day at the office for them, and they'll raise their game next week coming to Newlandsfield, I'd imagine, and a good place for them to come and play. But what a result for Kosice, and it's great to see young Bailey getting a good start like that, because I want to see the young man doing well.
Aye. St Peter's beating Rossville Academy 2-0. That's the first goals that Rossville Academy have lost. They've had a really strong start. I think that we really didn't know anything about them at all, like a couple of the teams coming in. I think that they could be quite a difficult team for sides this year.
Aye.
I think that that's a good result for St Peter's going away. I think the JID, Neil and Gav are doing a great job because they've got to have the youngest squad in the West. I mean, they're packed for young boys.
Mate, that game was probably like an under-20s game. In Saturday, mate, or under-21s, mate. I guarantee you there probably wasn't many players early age at 21, 22 playing in that game.
Nah, well, that's...
You know what I mean? Which is good, mate.
18, 19-year-old, you know what I mean?
That's what I mean. So I think for... You couldn't take them into the bar after the game. They don't have to bring an idea to them. But the thing was, mate, it's good to see, you know, there'll be a lot of good young players on show. So, they're probably a good game to see, and it was a good result for... St Peter's, I seen your boy Jay Lunny scoring like...
Oh, the wee man's a player, but I tell you what, see wee Menzies that scored as well.
Yeah.
I mean, remember when we went down and did the game against Drumchapel, the wee fella gave... No, sorry, it was the... No, you weren't at that one, actually.
Did Menzies not leave and go to Peter's Hill?
No, that was Nixon.
Oh, Nixon, so it was.
Menzies against Beath last season gave Conor McGlinchey a right hard game.
That's right, man, you were saying.
A really tough game that day. Men's a cracking player. He's a skinny wee boy. Same with Jay, to be honest. Very unassuming, but very talented, very technically gifted players. There's a lot of good quality in that division as well. Good win for Glendale yesterday. First 3 points of the season. Easterhouse having a tough time to start with. They don't seem to be losing as many goals as your Harmony Rose and your Eglintons, but they're still looking for that first point in the West. On Harmony Rose, it was a good win for BSC, who have had a pretty solid start as well, 1-2 out of 3. Harmony Row, I've heard that there's a big split between the first team and the youth team. Apparently, Harmony Row aren't allowed to play at Brayhead anymore. Not even allowed to play there anymore.
It's no good to hear, and it's probably no good to hear for the longevity of the team, you know what I mean? I don't like to hear that, because you want everything to be united and all them, or the full club singing half the same hymn sheet and all that, but it's no good, because I think they train next to us and also the day on a Monday, mm-hmm. on the road, so you would think that they would train at the park as well, so they're obviously
not allowed to use it.
Right, so there's obviously something happening there, which I'm gutted for, because Keith was a nice guy when he was on the show last season, and I think that they had a lot of positives last season as well with how the season went. So I don't know what's happening.
Like you're saying, when Keith was on, he was very much about that being the pathway for them. They were never going to pay players. It was going to be harm their old players that were going to come through, and that was what they were going to build on. And obviously, we spoke to him and they knew that they would never be a team that would go into the Premier League with that kind of formula, but that was there for the club to progress, a proper pathway. So hopefully it's something that can get sorted out, because it's really no good at all. But I'll finish this up with games to watch for this week coming. We've got games on Wednesday night in Division 3. For me, a couple of big games are Vale of Clyde are at home to Dorai, and Ardrossan are at home to Kello on Wednesday night. Two big important games. And the big one for me next Saturday, because obviously you've got the South of Scotland Cup, so most teams are doing that. Big one for me in Division 1 next Saturday is Johnson Borough and Neilson, a bit of a local derby there. I think that'll be quite an interesting game.
Good games, mate. Good games, and the ones on Wednesday are very good. So there's going to be people maybe dropping points, or there's going to be people maybe extending the lead. Do you know what I mean? So they'll be right good games, and aye, that one next Saturday's a right goodie. That'll be interesting to see who comes out and tap on that. That'll be have a wee bit. There's some players that have played for both clubs in that as well. So no, that's really good games, mate. And that's a luxury this season, mate. You could look at any division in any match day, mate, and go, that's a goodie. That's a goodie. That's a belter. So you've got if you're a neutral and you like this level of football, you've got so much to pick for this season.
Definitely, definitely. So that's it done. And just because obviously that I came out of retirement this week, you know what I mean? I came out and playing.
PG,
I don't want my
phone
going
retirement.
I'm an airskill.
What's the game 2-0, but you can't stop talking about Megan someday, mate.
Right in the halfway line, Megged him an absolute beauty, and then the ref never gave him a foul against it, so I just kicked him and got booked. But
I seen, mate, who was it, that Loman something? Loman?
No, it was Glasgow Island. It was actually
Glasgow Island. You're normally decent, mate, in the Saturday morning.
College League, mate. It was nice to be back, to be fair, and my knee isn't killing me, which is a bonus. Somehow.
Did you walk in like heavy big time because you did a podcast with a wash bag and all that Louis Vuitton wash bag?
I walked in and there was a boy sitting in the seat I wanted to sit on. I just sat out here.
Did you, mate? Did you, I bet you walked in with your PG and Dak bag and all that.
I never, mate. I never.
You did, mate. You don't. Hand on heart. I bet you had your PG and Dak tap on.
Hand on heart, I didn't either.
You had no PG and Dak stuff on?
I never. I didn't know what
you're
I had.
You're a fucking liar,
man. Because I always wear it. And I was like, I can't do that in the first day, mate. So I didn't bother. I just walked in and I was behaving myself.
Brilliant, mate. It's like Cy Ferry and that's Larry now. You're taking the amateur world, mate. You know what I mean?
No, playing for my gaffer, Ronnie McDonald. The only man I've ever wanted to play for, to be honest with you.
Is that who? Is that Ronnie? Is Ronnie playing with him?
No, he takes the team.
Does he?
Aye.
Fuck's sake, man. Brilliant, mate. Brilliant.
It was good to be back. Right. But thanks for watching, everybody. Dak, you enjoy your family lunch. And
yes, you enjoy your work, mate. Take care and have a good weekend. Hope you enjoy the sun.
I'm going to go and run head first into the water. Right.
Right,
take care, everybody. Have a good one. See you later.
Yeah.